from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your host for Chatterbox.
Wow, there's so much to talk about. So much.
Of course, it's E3, dude.
E3 right now. I'm not even there. Colin is there.
I'm not even there.
And that little twerp, I called him like 20 minutes ago. And I said, hey, Colin, you're at E3. You should call in and tell us about how awesome E3 is. He's not picking up.
No, he's not picking up because he's under the 20-foot pole of the stripper
dancing
20
feet above him. I bet he's busy boozing it up. And that boy is not even of age. So let me tell you.
Yeah.
Those of you in LA serving alcohol right now to youngsters, not even of legal age, you be careful. You don't know what might happen. You could go crazy under the influence.
You could climb up that 20-foot stripper
pole.
Yes. You could do that.
But what I wanted to do is tell me about what's going on.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
PlayStation Move, the 3DS.
Yeah, all this
stuff. The crazy new Xbox.
Actually, this is the first time in, I think, 3 or 4 years where I'm actually interested in, like, more than one thing at E3.
Wait a minute. How many racing games are coming out?
It's not about racing games. It's not always about racing games.
I don't believe you.
80% of the time about racing games. Got to do something else 20% of the time.
Okay, so did I tell you the story earlier about how I found out that, like, yesterday, I guess, that there's the new Xbox 360 version, you know, console, whatever, the...
No, but I think,
not as
I think
big
you just
version,
did.
But not called slim version.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a
yeah.
little bit later.
So it's coming out, and I was like, oh crap, I put the old Xbox Elite on my wedding registry. I better go take that off and swap it for the new one. And so I had to log into my Amazon registry. And yeah. By the way, if anybody wants to buy me stuff for my wedding, any listeners out there, I won't stop you. You can just email me, and I will send you a link to my registry.
So speaking of registries, we have a guest tonight.
Yes, a registered guest.
And who deals with registries quite often.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And sometimes
like registers. Windows registries? What?
Or other registries. Okay. Or registers if he
So is this just the weekly intern in the place of Colin?
No. So this is I will not allow you to demean our guest, his name is Trapper, with such rhetoric.
Are you sure?
So this is Trapper.
You just tell me his name is Trapper.
His name's Trapper. He will trap you if you're not careful. He actually is working on the same project I'm working on.
Oh, the one that you won't tell me about?
That's right, because we can't, because bad things will happen.
Okay.
And
are you protecting me or protecting you?
He's actually the both the technical director of our project. So
what does a technical director do?
Oh, well, technical director kind of sits there and tells other people what to do.
Are you telling me that you don't earn your paycheck?
No, I don't. We have a small team. Ours probably told you about it. So there's
no.
Nope, you know,
He hasn't. Let me tell you how much he has not told me.
He's not told you anything.
I want you to imagine the sum total of information you have about this game that you're working on.
All right.
And then put that in a Venn diagram with a circle by itself.
Okay.
Because so that is everything I don't know about this project.
So we're a small team, right? We started with about eight engineers, but through changes we're down to like four. So, you know, half the time I feel like my position's not even applicable, so I'm kind of just in there doing the programming with the other guys right now and providing some sort of coordination and management through the end of the project.
So you're kind of like the guy who's not completely antisocial in a group of completely antisocial people?
Yeah, kind of. Only I have to, you know, talk to Ara every now and then. And,
well, exactly. You're the liaison.
Yeah.
Between the geek and the chic.
I take the stuff from the engineers and I give it to the people.
Yeah. All right. That's cool, I guess.
It's good times.
So how much can you tell me about this game that you guys are working on that he doesn't want to tell me about?
Probably about the same amount he's told you.
Damn it.
Yeah, they've got it tight under wraps.
And this is why I'm still alive right now. Just
damn
to let you
it.
Know. So for the benefit of our listeners, not only you, not only my life.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I just made the gesture of...
I don't care. I don't like you guys anyway.
Of no talking.
So yeah. What's going on at E3? Tell me what you know about.
This is how I lose a lot of friends by not being able to tell them stuff about projects I'm working on.
Yes.
Yeah, so E3, wow, there's like so many things going on.
What's weird is it started happening way before today. Like the show floor opened today.
Right.
It's today, tomorrow, and Thursday. But stuff's been going on since Sunday. So I was going to go there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I would have missed a bunch.
Yeah, it's funny because yeah, there does seem to be a quite a bit of preemptive, you know what, going on. So that's interesting.
What are the big deals?
There's a lot of hardware. Maybe that's why I'm so excited. Like I was just telling you before we started that the past several E3s I just haven't cared about. Just like, okay, whatever, like Modern Warfare, new game, new shooters, here's another shooter. Oh, look, here's another game about a brown city that's destroyed. Oh, here's another game about a brown city that's not destroyed. So don't care about that kind of stuff, right? But now I'm like looking at the news and I'm like, wow, there's a whole bunch of things I'm interested in. Maybe it's because there's a bunch of new hardware, right? So Microsoft's announcing more details, has announced more details about Natal, which is now called Kinect.
Did you just say that Microsoft announced that more details are announced? I think that's what you said.
Maybe.
Okay.
It happens.
Just checking.
PlayStation Move, more details about that. That's new hardware. The 3DS, that's new hardware. So this is kind of funny because we're not getting totally new consoles. Maybe the 3DS is a totally new console, right? But this is kind of like the halfway point of, you know, we got to release new hardware because...
I would argue that the 3DS is also not totally new hardware.
And I would argue that it is. Maybe you want to get into that right now, Mr.
Well, here's the thing.
Mr.
Like,
new hardware.
Look at the history of Nintendo's hardware. There's usually a significant jump when you go from one to the next in horsepower. Then there's a change of...
Right, which there is.
All right, there's a change of... like game format, physical format.
Yeah.
Like, so is it a large cartridge or a thin
a change.
Card or whatever?
Yeah, okay, check.
I actually don't know about
check
the 3DS.
Number two.
I don't know the format.
Two check marks.
All right.
So
there's
far.
Also, there seems to be a change of input method lately.
If your eyeball is an input method, check mark.
No. It's not. It's not in the new version at all. But yeah, so like the DS was a huge divergence from the previous ones. And then they made. You know, the DS Lite, and then they made the DSi, and now they've got the 3DS.
But come on. I mean, first of all, like, the DSi, right? Like, you were arguing that that was, like, a pretty big leap, right? Like,
I wasn't. No, I was just saying that it was from the DS Lite to the DSi, it wasn't a big leap, but it was a change that Nintendo made such that there were games that could not be played on the previous one.
That's true, but in my opinion, totally lame change. Don't care about
Agreed.
That new feature.
It was very little. Basically, right? It was them just adding network stuff.
Yeah. This one, it's actually, you know, more, I'm pretty sure, more. There's more resolution on the screen. There's more colors. It can do more stuff. It's actually not the same old DS hardware that they've been using in terms of, like, what it can put on the screen for the past, you know, what, like, decade?
What's weird is Almost? That they're going... with this 3D thing that I had been arguing in the past wasn't really going to happen, wasn't really going to be 3D. It was going to be a parallax system.
Yeah, you know what? It sounds like that thing you mentioned a few shows back with the piece of paper that had the 3D. That's what it sounds like with the cityscape.
I don't think it is. Yeah, I mean, that was cool, but I don't think that's what's going on here.
No, it sounds similar to that.
It's just apparently 3D on one of the screens, and my instinct would have been and was that Nintendo wouldn't have wasted time making a whole console with that sort of frivolity, right? Like, that just doesn't seem to be something that would add to gameplay very much to me.
Yeah. Well, Trapper, what do you think?
Although I totally love the Virtual
legitimate,
Boy.
Legitimate new console or just rehash of the old?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And you guys also talked about the big jump in, you know, from one piece of Nintendo hardware to the other. And it got me thinking of the Wii and the GameCube, right? That really wasn't a big performance horsepower jump.
That's funny, but changed the input method,
right? Yeah, they totally changed that, right? They gave a Wii remote to the GameCube. But the new DS, I do agree with you, R. I think it's new, a new platform, simply because it has... a lot of new horsepower and the new screen, right? I think the only reason we're comparing it to the previous DS is because it looks the same. If they had designed it so it looked different, all the same specs inside, I think we'd all be like hailing a new platform that's backwards compatible.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting observation. I don't know why it looks so similar, because you would think that they'd want to differentiate it as much as possible.
That's actually a good point. I think I totally agree with you, Trapper. Yeah.
So what's up, Nintendo?
But at the same time, I know why they kept that form factor, because it's just awesome.
What's up?
But in addition, like the original Nintendo DS...
Yeah, they could put like stripes on it or like a wing or something.
They might be doing what they did with the original DS, which was just put out something really fast. It was rushed. Like the original DS fat thing, I knew from the very beginning that that was not a final design, that they were going to be updating it to one that was way better. And, I mean, they just proved themselves in like a year. They released the DS Lite. And it's, oh, that's the real one. They just wanted to get this new stuff out fast.
Yeah, they were genius,
to worry about industrial design.
It was genius because everybody bought the first one, then everybody bought the second
one. Not me.
One. I did.
I waited until the DS Lite.
And then apparently half the people bought the third one.
But I want to back up a little bit, though. You said you're really excited this time because it's new hardware. That didn't strike me at all until you said it. And you're absolutely right. Like, there's this five-year cycle where E3s are lame, and then awesome because there's new hardware from all three people. And this time it's new hardware, but none of them, it's a new, you know, at-home console. It's, I mean, there's a new version of the 360. It's a new shape, right?
Right, right.
With, you know, some changed innards, but it's the same thing.
Right.
But they have this addition, the Kinect thing, which is, you know, what we were calling the Tall before. And now PlayStation has this Move stuff, which I've been totally excited about because I think it's the first motion controls that are actually being done properly.
Yeah, and me too.
Yeah.
For once we agree.
Really? Yeah. I thought you didn't care about it.
Well, out of all the motion controls to care about, the Move is definitely, in my opinion, the most care-worthy.
Okay. Unfortunately, I think it's the company that is the least likely to do anything good with it.
So that
bothers me. But
there's one thing, though, while we were talking that I just thought of. You know how you were saying with the 3DS, right? Like, it's gimmicky, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this whole time, up until today, that I've known about it, I've been thinking, okay, this is probably gimmicky, right? But then I thought about something where it might not be gimmicky, right? So now, regardless of what the actual art on the screen looks like, you can actually give things different depth, right? So you can perceive depth independent of the actual artwork on the screen, which means that maybe if your artists are bad at representing depth, you can still convey that amount of depth through the whatever technology
it uses. Well,
except
that people have a slider so they can make it 2D, and you might be dealing with people with only one eyeball.
Well, you know what? All those people with one eyeball just...
There's a remarkable number of them. You have no idea.
Yeah, but
I have several friends.
Yeah, but I feel the same way about color blindness, too. So
that's a good point.
And people who have...
And I hate people like you who are not sensitive to the color
blindness. Only one arm. Yeah, I'm very insensitive. I mean, look. If you want to...
Anyway,
if you want to do certain things, you need certain
things.
What's
very interesting to me is that this is the five-year hardware cycle, except none of them are the new hardware.
Well, see, here's the thing. This is why... I think this is why that is. And... Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, they do not want to make new hardware because the first year of new hardware really sucks in terms of profit, generally,
so,
right?
Are you disappointed by that? You think
what?
No new hardware coming out.
In a way, I am.
We haven't seen this before, right? With new
In a way,
additions.
I am, but in a way, I'm also not. I mean, I guess I'm kind of ambivalent about it, but I think that all the companies, all the major manufacturers of consoles try to resist making a new one as much as possible. But then, whenever there's a new generation, at some point you have to make that transition, right? And the first person to do it, the first company to do it, always has the advantage, right? And so I think that they're trying to mitigate the cost of actually going to a new level by just doing some extra hardware for the current console instead of a totally new console.
Yeah, and unfortunately they're just all copying Nintendo.
Well.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Welcome back, guys and girls. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio, and we've got our special guest for tonight. His name's Trapper. He's a game programmer. He's been... How long? How many... Years of veteran are you, Trapper?
Years of veteran. Probably about eight.
How many years have you heard cheesy jokes about your parents being the Trapper Keeper?
Probably about 34.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go.
You forgot
Trapper Keeper, too. Trapper Keeper is a good one.
That's what I just said, Trapper Keeper. Your parents were the Trapper Keeper.
Oh, well, my parents
the Keeper
too,
of the Trapper.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so first segment, we never even said that we were the Chatterbox Video Game Radio
That's
show,
right.
You can call in.
Did.
You can call us here at the show on KFNX at 866-536-1100. We actually have a caller. But before we do that, I have to remind everyone about our fantastic sponsor, University of Advancing Technology, and our website, uat.edu, which is where you can go to learn about the programs they have to offer. And before we go to Joe, I want to point out. Did you want to say that? You want to? No?
Yeah? You point your first, and then I'll point mine.
Okay. We were talking about the power of the 3DS. And before the show even started, Trapper, you were saying it's supposed to be, and I haven't read up on this stuff enough yet, you were saying it's supposedly significantly more powerful than the PlayStation 2, right?
Yeah, well, I don't have insider information. I think I read that on Engadget. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd get your information in the same place here, but if that's the case, let's go along the timeline. The GameCube was a year younger than the PlayStation 2, and it was supposed to be about as powerful as the original Xbox, which was, so generally, the Xbox and the GameCube were more powerful than the PS2.
Yeah.
But not much. They were a step above, but not a huge step.
The GameCube was, did you just say that's supposed to be Xbox?
Yeah.
Rank of power?
GameCube and Xbox were supposed to be the same.
It's really? Roughly true, yeah.
All yeah. right.
It was just never used well.
You know, Trapper agrees, so I can't argue with
that. Okay, he's the technical director. So anyway, then they released the Wii, which we know is just a GameCube with some more RAM and maybe a little bit of a boost.
Doesn't it have two GameCubes duct taped together or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah. So it's basically a GameCube, which means the GameCube and the Wii, about the same as a PlayStation 2. So if the DS, the 3DS, is much more powerful than the PlayStation 2, then it's actually the most powerful Nintendo console that there is.
I see where you're going with that logic.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's actually more powerful than the Wii.
Isn't that ironic?
I don't know.
Yeah. But you could have just said it's more powerful than the Wii.
But I had to demonstrate my proof.
Yeah. Well, sure. So, by the way, guys, if anyone has a question for a real live awesome programmer, we have one here. So.
I'm here every week.
I'm here.
So
no?
So, come on. It's just...
I programmed Pascal like nobody's business.
Okay, so Alon will take your Pascal questions, and Trapper will take your other any questions you might have for a game programmer.
What are you programming?
I generally see C++, some C#, little PHP.
If it was all C# these days.
No, tools are. Tools are for us. Game still C++.
Do you do anything on the I everything?
The I Objective-C? Everything. I do on my spare time.
Okay.
Been doing some iPhone, iPad. That's Objective-C, yeah.
Have you actually released anything that you want to tell people about?
No, thanks.
Have you released anything that you don't want people to know
yes,
about?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Hey, here's a great nerdy question. What's your favorite programming language?
My favorite programming language would be C.
And what's your least
it's
favorite?
Hardcore.
Or most hated, least, I should say. Most hated.
Oh, man.
Because I can tell you mine.
I will say Visual Basic.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
How about Lisp? How about that?
I've never done Lisp.
Yeah. Well, I did it for like a few months in school.
Outstanding.
Against my will, of course.
Oh. Yeah.
Dude, check this out. I took COBOL after the year 2000.
Nice.
That's impressive as well.
That doesn't make much sense.
Right? Like, nobody understands. I had a teacher who was so obsessed with just religion. Like, I would go see him in his office to, like, submit a, you know, an assignment or something, and he'd be reading his virtual Bible on the computer.
And then he told you to do it in COBOL?
No. And then, like, he would come into class and he would tell us about angels and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if that should be in my class. I don't know. This is a public university.
Yeah. Did you tell him that how you met an angel at the bar last night?
No. And then, so, like, he just knew that I knew my stuff and I didn't need to be in that class. And I actually tried to get the...
Wait, your stuff about angels?
No.
COBOL?
So I went to like the administrators and I was like, this guy is such a bad professor. How about you let me teach the students in the class and then we just test out of this? I was like, I got my A or A+ or whatever in C. You should let me just test out of this because it's a similar class. No, it's not similar enough. So I had to stay with this horrible professor, if you can call him that. And then when the final exam came, which wasn't even it was like final project that was just a bunch of stuff we'd already gone over in class put together in one. He's like, do I even need to look at this? I'd just give you 100. I was like, I'd rather you look at it and take points off if you have to, right?
Because that's very noble.
I spent time working on this.
Yes.
But it made me feel like that's a hard decision. Like, do you just tell him to give you the 100 or...
Maybe he was testing you. Maybe he was testing your, your eligibility to enter the gates of heaven.
I'm not the religious one, yet the religious monkey was telling me he would just disregard ethics and give me the 100.
Well,
what does that tell
saying.
You about religion?
No, I think he was testing you. I think he was testing to see if you were worthy.
I think God was testing him.
Of the glory.
Oh, boy. All right, so we got Joe on the phone.
All right, let's talk to Joe.
Joe.
Are you with us, Joe?
I'm right here. What's going on?
What's happening?
We also have Colin in the waiting.
Yes, okay.
He can tell us about E3.
He's recovered from his drunken stupor for a minute.
I think so. All right, Joe, what can we do for you? Have you been following the Electronic Entertainment Expo news?
I have, and I'm severely disappointed for a few reasons.
Disappointed?
Disappointed.
Ara's all excited about this, and you're disappointed?
I know. Well, my first disappointment is that there's been no Demon's Souls 2 announced.
Psh.
Yeah, we actually talked earlier today, and I told him that was because that team like makes one game every 4 years. So
maybe.
And there was rumblings that it was going to get announced at E3, so I'm still hoping that.
Even if they did, it wouldn't come out for 4 years. So.
But I'd have something to look forward to 4 years from now.
You're right. Nothing to look forward to right now.
He's become an addict. Like after that, there's just nothing else left.
Exactly. But my biggest disappointment, aside from that Kinect thing being absolute crap, which I'm not even going to ramble about, a huge series that I've loved for a long time. Alum, have you ever heard of XCOM, UFO Defense?
I have heard of it.
Has Trapper heard of it?
If I understand, it's
I think I've heard of it.
It's an RTS,
the past
right?
10 years.
It's a turn-based strategy game, originally.
Okay. Is this the one they're turning into a first-person shooter or something?
Yeah, and what I don't understand is, why is it, when they want to resurrect a perfectly good franchise, why do they have to totally negate the fan base and just turn it into something that it's totally not?
You mean kind of like what they're doing with Castlevania right now?
With the Lords of Shadow?
Yes.
I don't know anything about Lords of Shadow.
Yeah, so they've released some footage, right? It's like, okay, Castlevania is about a lot more than just gothic guy with whips and castles and Vania.
Wait, is this the game that I saw in Game Informer months ago and said, hey, this new Castlevania looks awesome?
It's, I don't know, probably, right? Looks awesome, right? If it was the new, like, Devil May Cry or God of War.
I was going to say, is it just God of War Castlevania style?
Well, it just, I mean, based on what I've seen so far, honestly, it just looks like a very, very well executed, very pretty, generic, third-person camera view hack and slash.
So you think perhaps it's a game that somebody in Konami was working on, and they said, hey, let's slap a Konami
or a
Castlevania environment on
it. This is the game that they've given over to Kojima's team. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yeah, that's for some reason.
Yeah, so this is like a Hideo Kojima game now. And, just like with that XCOM game, I don't think that it really resembles the spirit of what Castlevania used to be all about. At least I don't recognize it.
You would say that Symphony of the Night didn't resemble anything like any previous Castlevania game either.
Oh, yes, it did.
Not really. Yeah.
Did you know that most of the enemies in Symphony of the Night were also in Dracula X?
No, because I never played Dracula X.
Yes, so it has very strong connection to Dracula X. And also
But the whole gameplay style, completely different.
Well, there's certain aspects, right? But there's also other aspects that are very, very much in tune with the whole Castlevania sensibility. In particular, not only the way that the enemies move in general, but, this whole, like we were talking about last show, about the whole philosophy of, all the enemies in the game, if you're good enough, you will never, ever get hit by them.
Yeah.
We're
not good enough, though.
Well, sometimes you're good enough.
Okay.
If you practice.
All right, Joe, what's next on your list of annoyances?
My other annoyance, my biggest annoyance of E3, actually has to do with the Kinect.
Wait, it's not that I'm not there?
Well, that's unfortunate for you.
It's unfortunate for you, too. Damn it, you listen to this show. Where would you be without me, Joe? Where would you be?
I guess I wouldn't have been there in studio 2 months ago.
That's possibly true, but you also wouldn't have the news from me like you're not going to have because I'm not there. That's why we've got Colin.
But Casey, Colin's going to give us the scoop next week.
He's going to give us the scoop in 5 minutes when we get you off the phone. So,
all right, well, I'll make this quick.
So you were saying the Kinect, the Natal Kinect, hurts you.
How much Ritalin do they give those families when they're making those ridiculous videos where they're jumping like 3 feet in the air, these smiles glued to their face like they've never experienced.
Do you know what makes an excellent replacement for Ritalin, Joe?
I'd guess about $500 of Ritalin.
A paycheck.
Yes, that's right.
A paycheck can get you to do whatever you want. Hey, thanks for calling, Joe.
I'll do that for $500.
We're going to break. We'll be right back, and then we're going to hear from Colin at E3 live.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's number one. Woohoo!
For those of you just tuning in live, this is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. My name's Alon.
And my name's Ara.
And that's Trapper.
Good to be here.
And we have Colin, the Chatterbox intern, at E3, live from Los Angeles. Colin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, except for I had to sit through the commercials that you guys made me sit through.
Oh my god. The horror.
The burden of an intern is a great one.
Let me remind you. You're a lowly intern. You have to sit through commercials, my friend.
All right. Well, this is Colin, your E3 correspondent. Hi, Trapper.
Hi, Colin.
You are missing out, sir, but you are also gaining so much. What is going on down there?
Oh, my God. It's been amazing. So, first off, did you guys watch the Nintendo keynote they had going on there?
No.
Did you see the new Kirby game?
No.
All right. Yeah, I kind of had a problem with it because Reggie Fils-Aimes, like the president of Nintendo, is all like making some jokes about Yarn, and then the new 2D Kirby game is going to be called Kirby Epic Yarn, and it's Kirby, but he's like a yarn shape, but he can also turn into a car. You guys really just need to go watch it because it looks awesome.
Wait, but, like, you said he's a yarn shape?
He is like an outline made in yarn, and everything in the level is like yarn based. Like he can undo zippers and like all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, I saw some footage of that game. Now I have a question for you, Colin.
Yes.
Is that now? Let's put aside the excitement of yarn.
And wait, is that a Wii game or a 3DS game?
Wii game.
Okay. And I know it's hard to separate your yarnness of it, but
I love yarn.
Putting that aside now for a moment, what's so cool about this game other than the yarniness?
Well, I'm liking that the fact that you can kind of change the level with it. It's got two player on it. I don't know. I kind of watched some people on their shoulder play it, but I didn't get a chance to do it hands-on. But I'm just really excited for a new Kirby game. It looks like it's going to be, like, have some creative features. Like, I like how you can take apart the level. I can, like, kind of move. It's got a cool visual style, too.
Yeah, the visual style, you know, I will never poo-poo a creative, novel visual style. But on the other hand, after I see so much yarn, I have to ask, why all the yarn?
I don't know. I was waiting, and like Reggie Fils-Aimes made a bunch of stupid comments, like it's cut from the same cloth. We're gonna spin you a big yarn, and then they revealed the game, and I just groaned.
That's awfully lame. Okay, so beyond that, what else? Tell me. Right, have you seen the 3DS yet?
Bethesda booth. I dropped your name. I said you signed me up, and they were like, okay, we'll let him in then. And I played Fallout New Vegas. Awesome. I played Brink. It was awesome. The new Fallout stuff looks crazy. I don't know. They added in, like, the whole... Do you guys play Fallout 3? I'm thinking you guys did.
No, Rich is the big Fallout player, not us.
Yeah, Rich likes the Brown City exploration
games. Yeah, he was going crazy. He's the one who was, like, he was in there with me, and it was, like, he was losing his mind. But, I don't know. I'm just really excited for new Fallout and a new map area, and they're doing some creative stuff. Like, they have a currency now where you kind of, like, build up reputation with people, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun because you can hire allies and...
All right,
they
move
have,
on.
Like,
what's next?
City now.
Other than Fallout, keep going.
Okay, I played Brink. You guys want to hear about Brink? Do you guys know what that is?
Nope. I want to hear about the hardware. Tell me about the PlayStation. What did they say about the Move?
Did you see anything about the Move?
Dude, I haven't seen anything. That's why I'm asking you. Are you paying attention here? You are the correspondent. And even if I had heard about it, doesn't matter. You tell me and you tell our listeners. Go.
All right. Okay, the Move. I saw a bunch of games there. They've got that whole like mini game set. I saw people playing the archery game. It looked pretty lame. They have an archery game now where it's like a mini game collection with the Move.
Okay, so it's Wii Sports.
Sports, and that was pretty lame. I saw them. I saw a dance game kind of happening. Also, like, oh, the sports games. I saw NBA Jam and Madden being played, and actually looked pretty functional. Like
NBA Jam with the Move controller?
Yeah.
Oh.
What you talking about, Willis?
Dude, I want me some NBA Jam. It does not have to be with a special controller. I just want to play that.
Well, and then we also played NBA Jam with the Wiimotes, and that was super fun. That game actually looks going to be awesome.
Right on.
Like, it's just like the classic, but you got new, like, they even imported, you know, like you always see the faces of the characters back in the Genesis version?
Yeah.
They did that with the 360, with the Wii graphics, and it looks pretty awesome.
Nice.
What else did I see there? I got to see the Kinect, and no matter, I think it's going to be kind of cool. I like the video chat feature they have now in there, and the dancing game looks stupid. But besides that, they've got Kinectimals, the animal mini game. So
not interested. Not interested. When do you get to see the 3DS hardware and tell me how amazing the 3Dizzle can be?
Oh my God, the line was out of control there. But I got to see the hardware, but not in motion. So I'm going to try to get that tomorrow because I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to see. Like I went to both. They have two halls set up there. I saw all of the North Hall, and I got to the South Hall, but I couldn't make it all the way through before we ran out of time.
All right, do me a favor. Get some video of it so we can put it on the website and show people how awesome the 3D is.
We're working on it. Well, wouldn't it not show up because we're taking a video of it?
Get two camcorders.
Silly man. Of course it would show up. You're taking video.
And place them side by side. And then digitally merge them together to produce a stereoscopic image.
That could totally be done. No problem.
You can do that in like 5 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. Hey, while you're down there, you know, Nintendo always gives out some really cool tchotchkes.
Yeah.
If you want to get one for me, that'd be awesome.
I'll try to, man. I don't know. The swag's been pretty weak this year. Like,
seriously?
T-shirts.
Yeah, don't want t-shirts. Do not care about t-shirts.
I like t-shirts.
Ara loves t-shirts. Not me.
I'll get you a t-shirt, Ara.
Dude, I'll so be your BFF if you give me a t-shirt.
Well, right. You guys heard they gave away free new 360s at the 360 press.
So I didn't understand that. They said Corey said something on his Twitter about 400 of them, and I heard people were getting them right away, but they just gave them away randomly, or
I'm not sure. We had an in through you to get to that, and then we didn't go, and then we didn't get free 360. So that's kind of
you
sad.
Didn't go to the Microsoft press conference.
I wasn't there that day. I got here last night.
But what about the Golgatron guys?
They didn't go. They didn't get free 360s.
Man.
I think they got stuck somewhere on that 24th stripper pole.
I've gone to all of those, and I've never gotten a free thing like that, and now I don't go, and what happens? We don't get one. Man, that upsets me. So you didn't get to wear the crazy ponchos with the LEDs?
No.
Man.
It lit up and everything. We didn't get to see Cirque du Soleil, but that looked awesome. Anyone who's out there should go watch the Cirque du Soleil, their Kinect preview.
Every year I tell myself next year I'm doing the whole E3 thing. I'm going for the whole week. I'm going to do every single press conference and everything, and then every year I don't do it, and I'm pissed off now.
Next year, I want to make a whole trip out of it, like a whole week, and just go. I leave Thursday night, and you know what? I could have gone to a party night, but I'm only 20, and they're all at bars, so I'm here alone in the hotel room right now.
You know what? There's a lot of places in LA that can make you 21.
Yeah, but that's good. That's good that you are sacrificing for the rest of the team so that they can go out and get totally loaded and miss E3 tomorrow because they're hungover while you go see everything.
That's my plan. Like, head up early, go hit up the 3DS before it gets insane.
Well, that's never going to happen. It's going to be insane every minute of the day. So what else have you seen that you want to tell us about? We got
Rock,
another like,
Rock
minute
Band
or two.
3? Did you see any Rock Band 3?
I went by the Rock Band booth, but they weren't showing off. Like, there was no playable stuff there, so they had a behind-closed-door thing. But I have a guy I know who works for Harmonix. I'm going to go try to visit him tomorrow and see if we can get something cool going on.
All right, we got to get something about this, like, 103-button guitar controller.
Is that the picture of it right there?
That's the picture of it right there.
I was looking for a picture of it.
Apparently, what they've done is they've basically taken the shape of a real guitar, and for every combination of fret and string, there is a button, and supposedly it doesn't actually, like, it feels like more like a string and less like a button. But
there's real strings instead of a little strum bar.
There you go. So, you know, 103 keys, that sounds really exciting.
Dude, this is ridiculous.
They're going to make
and
a fortune
on guitar
strings.
And this is for Rock Band
3?
Yeah, but it also supports legacy hardware. Like, that's like a special mode. It's like above expert, but it still supports all the old hardware, and like it still has like an expert mode with the normal controller.
This is ridiculous.
But what I'm really excited about is that they're finally adding keyboards, so I don't have to play my keyboard mania from 2004 anymore.
That's true. Ara and I do love the Bimani Music games, but they do it better over at Harmonix.
So I it remains to be seen if they're going to do it better, but I'm just excited that they're going to have a real keyboard and I can play the keyboard.
How do you guys feel about Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
I saw some footage of it, and it looks, you know, just as crazy as it used to, but updated for the future, right? So
it's a beautiful-looking game. Like, they had it all over the... Like, right when you walk in, it's right there, and it's a great-looking game.
I've never been a huge fan of the Versus titles, because they're a little bit too busy and crazy.
Yeah, if only... It's so beautiful, if only I could figure out what's going on and where my character is.
Yeah, it seems way too mashy to me. So, like, I know the Golgatron guys love fighting games, but I'm more into the basic, like, the Street Fighter 3, 4, that sort of game where you have a little bit of time to think about what you're doing, and you don't have to think about the 50 different things that are on the screen at once. But I still want to see it and play it. But I'd probably still rather play Super Street Fighter 4, though.
Trapper, do you have any questions for Colin? Maybe there's
actually
a new,
I do.
New Quake,
I'd like
maybe?
To, new Quake? There'll never be new Quake after Quake 3. I would like to ask him about the 3DS. Is it a new hardware platform, or is it just another iteration of the DS?
it's gonna have to be a new hardware. If they're gonna have the 3D support, it's gonna have to make those games especially in 3D. It supports the legacy DS stuff, like it's got an extra DS panel, but everything I saw, no one was using the DS panel. It was all the controllers.
So
and
I
there's an
have
analog
majority.
Hub on there too. So like that's gonna have to be special.
There you have it. What else? What else have we got? Did you see Kinect and Forza being played?
I could not see it. They wouldn't let me into the Xbox booth. I asked them, like, hey, can I set up a meeting or something? I tried to smooth my way in. They wouldn't let me in to go see it behind closed
doors.
Yeah,
you just tell them, when you have that problem next time, tell them your name is Gabe Newell, and then follow that up by, do you have any idea who I am?
Colin, is there anything that's not behind closed doors over there?
Like, everything cool. I couldn't get in the Sony press conference. I guess Gabe Newell announced that PS3 is going to have, like, Steamworks support, so, like, you can transfer your files, your save files between, like, the PC and the PS3, and that was their big announcement. I was kind of let down by that. Like, I thought that was going to be something cool, maybe, like, Half-Life Episode 3 or something.
All right. Well, listen, end of the segment. Go ahead. What do you got?
What do you guys want me to check out tomorrow?
Dude, I want you to tell me how awesome the 3D is on the 3DS, and I want you to try the PlayStation Move.
Castlevania, New Contra... See if you can snag some info on those.
All right.
We'll be back. And we're back again. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
Brought to you by the University of Advancing Technology with a website at uat.edu where you can learn about the programs that get you into the industry. The educational programs.
That's right. Now, if you want to give us a call, we've got only one segment left, but now's your chance. 866-536-1100.
Now, I want to point out, this UAT place used to be UACT, and we have a graduate of UACT in this studio right now.
We do. Actually, we have two.
Two?
Well,
I graduated from UAT.
UAT.
I don't know about you.
I'm sorry.
They changed their name before I came along.
Yeah, I think
you were there long
in the process of name changing when I was there, because I remember the emails going around, because all the students, of course, had better ideas than what the faculty wanted to come up with, or they thought they did.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right, so we both went there. It's crazy.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Trapper, something that...
Okay.
I mean, I've known you for, like, I don't know, maybe about... I've known of you while I was at Rainbow, right? But we never worked closely together until this project, so maybe about a year, right?
A year, yeah.
Yeah, so one thing that I always like to ask people who come on, especially, you know, people who actually work in the games business, is, you know, how did you get into, you know, not just programming, but, like, programming games, one, and two, you know, is this, you know, did you, like, accidentally find your way into it, or is it something you always wanted to do, or, you know, what's your... How did you get to this point? Because I'm sure a lot of people who want to get into the game industry are interested in that, too.
Gotcha. Yeah, back in 1984, my parents bought me an Atari computer. They said, this is not for games. You have an Intellivision for games. This is for schoolwork or whatever, right?
Very nice.
Yeah, but then 2 months later, I bought my first game for it, right? Because it was amazing.
Whoever did schoolwork on an Atari?
All the kids in the commercials. You've seen them. They had their Atom or their
Atari.
Did they
buy you the printer?
No, I just had the computer.
So what could you possibly do with that for school?
School work.
Nothing. You know, but you couldn't do any school, because at school they didn't have any Ataris.
That's true. They didn't.
So what is the teacher going to do? Assign you something on your Atari?
So I'll have my mom on the show next week, and you can ask her. How about
that? Okay, great. Your mom? That's fine.
All right, yeah, so there's too many mom jokes at the office. So I had my computer and bought a game, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. I want to make games. So I got a basic programming book, and I learned basic.
So what was the game that inspired you?
The game that inspired me was called Mind Shadow. It was by Mindscape, I think, or maybe EA, a graphical text adventure game.
Right on.
It was awesome.
And you say it was by EA. It was probably made by one dude, right?
Yeah, well, right. I'm not even sure it was EA at this point. But anyway, yeah, so it was amazing, right? I'm just like, this is awesome. And plus, I love games from the Intellivision, you know, all the classics, Astro Mash and all those. And that's what I wanted to do. But I had no idea how to do it. So that kind of drifted over time. And I found myself 20 years old living with my parents thinking, I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life. I remembered I liked programming, you know, back in 1984. So I went and I bought myself a Learn C book because... from the job ads game programmers, you know, needed to know C at the time. And just, I got it and I was hooked, man. I just couldn't put it down. And then my mom actually found out about UACT. Well, yeah, UACT at the time, and went out there and kind of just, you know, everything from there. Just found my first programming job, and everything went from there.
Your first programming job was with who?
It was with a startup company called Hoopla Entertainment. We were going to do an MMO. It was one guy who got a VC, and we were going to, you know, he got $500,000. We were going to do an MMO. It was awesome, and there was two of us. And that didn't work out so well.
You thought with 500 grand, you could make an MMO?
I did. I was in college. I could do anything.
Well, you start small.
That's right.
You do, then when you spend it all.
Hey, what's the first M in MMO? It's not small.
Yeah.
He's got a spend.
Well, no, but see, once you get the 500K.
But you know how it is, right? You're in college. You think you can do anything. You're I can do that.
So I can tell you, when I was in college, I did not think I could do anything. Okay. I was like, no, we got to be a little bit more conservative with this project. Let's think a little smaller. A lot of people start out big and they get lost.
You were smart, right?
Yeah.
Most of us are like...
I was the smart one who never went anywhere because I just turned down projects.
Yeah, we were like, you know, we have passion. We can do what these massive companies can't do because there's two of us. Yeah, it didn't work out so well, but it got me good experience, got me some contacts, and here I am at Rainbow.
And it got you half of the 500 grand, right?
No, it got me a salary.
All right.
Yeah. But
That's funny you guys talk about that stuff because my life is more like a succession of realizations that I'm not as important or cool as I thought I was.
Oh yeah, I'm on that path.
There were like multiple stages, right? And I don't know. It's honestly kind of sad, but and I think that everyone kind of goes through this unless they become like a superstar immediately.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're young, like you think that just the potential of what you think you can do is so great, and then after a series of failures,
catastrophic failures sometimes.
Then you slowly come back to reality, and I don't know, it's weird because I kind of wish like I had that, I wish I was more passionate about things and less surly, but sometimes I find myself as of late being a little more surly, so.
Yeah, you know, on the
internet.
I guess
that comes with age, I don't know.
We found a thing that the different stages of programmers, first stage was you can do anything, right? It doesn't matter. And then the final senior stage, you're like... Yeah, it's going to take about 4 weeks to add a button to that form because you get so cynical and you know everything that can go wrong.
Yeah. So there's a non-programming analog to that.
Right.
Yeah. Very nice. So we got, let's see. Ooh, you know what? I want to quiz you guys. Let's do another quiz.
Quiz?
Do we have any quiz music?
I don't think Norm's paying attention.
Okay, I guess not. Anyway.
He's looking for music?
Yeah. So maybe while I explain what the quiz is going to be, maybe he'll find some quiz music.
He loves sound effects, but we always surprise him. We don't tell him in advance that we're going to need this queued up.
That's the beauty of it, really.
I need the soundboard on the computer here. I need to be able to control this stuff.
Yeah.
They don't give me that control.
And
I'm not the guy behind the glass.
And we need a Schwarzenegger soundboard out of anything. Okay, so anyway, the ESA...
Get to the chopper.
ESA, some kind of group, released a bunch of stats on...
The Electronic Software Association?
Sure. There you go. Good job.
I could be making that up. I don't even know.
That's works for me. Okay. So they released a bunch of stats on the genres that have sold the most in both video game, which means console, and computer categories. Okay? So I'm going to give you guys the top five genres, and I'm going to have you guys guess which is actually the most selling genre.
This is combined. PC and...
No, they're going to be separate. Okay, so there's going to be two quizzes here, right? So now, for video games, the top five genres based on units sold in 2009 are sports, racing, action, adventure, and family entertainment. So out of those categories, which do you think is the number one most selling category, Alon?
Sports.
And Trapper, what do you think?
I'm going to go with family entertainment.
All right, wait a second.
I didn't say I like it. I'm going to go with that.
Are you serious?
Dude, look at how many people bought a Wii in Wii Sports.
Is that considered family entertainment or sports?
Oh.
You have to guess.
Sports is in the friggin' title.
Okay, well, if that's... Yeah, but is it really a sport? I mean, come on. I'm going to say it.
The one with the category maker.
That's true.
No, yeah, we have to...
This quiz has failed me.
We have to admit that We have no idea how they've defined these categories. So you have to make up whatever you
think. Not only that, the number one best-selling games out there.
Yeah, okay, so this is kind of like a Keynesian, like contest here, okay? But anyway, Alon, you're right. It's sports. Number one. Actually, family entertainment was number three.
I did cheat a little bit because I can see the paper that you're reading.
Okay, so that's cheating a lot. Okay, so now
family entertainment,
now we're
probably the lowest baseball game rated one.
So out of those five, adventure was the fifth. Hmm. Racing is four. Action is number two. There's I guess the worst category out of all their categories is flight. Okay, so.
Why'd they even make that
0.4% total units sold.
Okay.
Okay. All right, enough of that music. All right, that was about 5 minutes late.
The quiz question's already up, Norm.
Okay, so...
He's so excited by this sound effect.
Yes, okay.
I wish you could see his face right now.
Okay, so now let's just consider computers, right? Same thing. I'm going to tell you the top five categories. You got to guess what the top one is. So we've got strategy, shooter, adventure, role-playing, and the ever-mysterious family entertainment.
Is shooter first-person shooter?
You decide.
I'm going to bet that shooter means first-person shooter, not what you and I think of as a shooter, which would these days be called a shmup. And I'm going to say shooter.
Okay. I'm going to say shooter also.
Now, don't let your vast years of experience in Quake...
Ooh, wait a minute. Civ 5 is a strategy game.
It is. Would you like to change your answer?
Well, Civ 5's not out yet, but the Civilization game.
Yeah.
I say it's either strategy or shooter, but I'm going to go with shooter.
This is 2009 only, right?
2009 only.
Yeah, I got to go with shooter. Come on.
Shooter. Okay, you guys have both got... I hope we have something more severe than that that buzzer sound, because shooter's number five.
It's got to be family then.
We have end of show music.
Family's number two.
Really?
Keep guessing.
What family computer games do people buy?
Strategy, man. The first one you said
strategy.
Was strategy.
Yeah. Strategy. 35.5%.
I told you that was going to be a big one.
I want to know what these family computer games are.
I want to know, too. I don't know. Maybe
I cannot think of one.
Carnival games?
For the computer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, guys, that is the end of the show music. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Trapper, for coming on
the
program.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Colin, for being in the Los Angeles area, going to the E3 and calling the Chatterbox.
Hopefully he'll make it back in one piece.
Oh, he will be back, and he'll be on the show next week. When I will be not working for a week, because I'm going to have a wedding.
And I'm not going to have a wedding, but I will be here to entertain you guys.
Be back next week, everyone. Thanks.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.